Hi guys, welcome back to my podcast. How are you doing? It's almost my birthday. I'm turning 25. It's crazy to think I started doing podcasts when I was 23. This podcast channel will be 2 years old in February. My most played podcast is actually not my self-introduction anymore. It's We Accept the Love We Think We Deserve. Are you guys interested in topics like that? Like relationship advice? If you are, let me know. I am thinking of talking more about American culture and my experiences in the US more in my podcasts. For example, education, religion, work life, etc. I think some of you may be interested in it. Right now, I am thinking of saving money so I could go to Europe and travel around. I've never been to Europe, so I have no idea what it would be like. So today, I'd like to talk about countries I want to travel to right now. Number one, Finland. The reason why I want to travel to Finland is because I love snow. And when I was a teenager, I saw Santa Claus Village on Twitter, and I thought it was cool. I really love the aesthetic. Santa Claus Village is an amusement park in Finland. I think you can enjoy the Christmas spirit there and actually feel like you are in Santa's village. Another reason I want to visit Finland is because I am thinking of moving there in the future. The reason why is because when I looked up the happiest countries in the world, Finland was number one. I know that sounds a little like a stupid reason because everyone has a different definition of happiness and quality of life, but you never know. I might like Finland enough to live there forever. Number two, the UK. I've been saying this since last year, but I want to visit London. I want to feel like I'm in a Harry Potter movie. I also want to go to Edinburgh, which is in Scotland. I want to go to a real British pub and drink scotch like an old British man. Number three, the Netherlands. My image of the Netherlands used to be sunny, bright, flowers everywhere, small country, and good food. That was until I met my friend Luca. Luca is from the Netherlands. After meeting Luca, I learned a lot about the Netherlands. For example, I didn't know people there spoke something called Dutch. For 24 years of my life, I thought people in the Netherlands only spoke English. Another thing I learned is that it rains a lot in the Netherlands, which was a big surprise. And also, I thought the Netherlands would be the size of Malta. It was bigger than I thought. I also learned that a lot of flight connections are made in the Netherlands, and that KLM is the oldest airline in the world. I didn't know that. I'd like to go to the Netherlands because I want to see all the pretty places and bike to Germany. Number four, Germany, because I want to visit the place AOT was inspired. Number five, Greece. I love Greek food. I want to visit Greece in the summertime. Number six, Italy, because I love Italian food. I want to try real Italian food and visit places like Venice, Rome, and Milano. Italian foods I want to eat are meatball spaghetti, lasagna, pizza, raw ham, carbonara, and wine. Wine isn't a food, though. Anyways, I want to go to Italy before I die. One of my students' son works in Italy at a pizzeria, and I want to visit that place, too. Number seven, Thailand, because I love Thai food. I really wanted to go this year, but I couldn't, which is a shame. But that's okay. I will try to go next year. When I go to Thailand, I want to eat a lot of mango and green curry. Just thinking about it makes my mouth water. I might eat Thai food for dinner tonight. Number 8, Vietnam. This is also a country I really wanted to go this year. I think Vietnam is amazing, although I've only seen Vietnam in pictures. My nailist is from Vietnam, and she is the sweetest person ever. I think Vietnamese people are good at doing nails. When I lived in Canada and in the US, I always went to nail salons with Vietnamese nailists because they were the best. They're quick and careful with your nails and also do nails at a reasonable price. Hopefully, I can go to some of these countries next year. I started off my year in the US and came back to Japan this year, and I traveled to Taiwan, which was lots of fun. Traveling is my favorite thing to do. I'm excited to travel more in the future. I hope you guys can travel to a place you've always wanted to go to. Let me know which country you would like to go to. Okay, that is it for today. Thanks for listening. I have some spots open for English lessons in December. Please let me know via DM if you are interested. ポッドキャストの和訳付きスクリプトはすべてポッドキャストプレミアムにて公開中です。私のおすすめのポッドキャストプレミアムを使った勉強方法を今日少し紹介します。シャドウイングやリスニングに使っている方も多いと思いますが、何か一つや二つ気になったフレーズがあれば、もうそのフレーズごと丸ごと暗記して、実際に日常生活でもパッと使えるように何回も何回も練習してみることをおすすめします。例えば今回のポッドキャストで I might eat Thai food for dinner tonight. 今日の晩ご飯タイ料理食べるかもしれないと言いました。もしまだまだ英語初心者でもう何から手につけていいかわからないという方はフレーズを丸ごと暗記することをおすすめするので、まあ、このフレーズも Thai food でなく違う食べ物に置き換えてフレーズの練習をするとより引き出しが増えて英語を話すとき自信がつくかなと思いますのでぜひ使ってみてください。今後ちょっとポッドキャストの最後に英語学習のコツやポッドキャストを使ったコツもちょこちょこ紹介できたらいいかなと思います。はい、Thank you guys so much for listening, and I'll see you guys soon. Toodaloo!